Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve. We're going to talk about that and what it means for you. It's not always clear when these things happen.
They're going to make you pay interest with records?
Something like that, Captain. We'll get into it. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Beagles Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
We're going to your phone calls and thoughts first, though, as we go to Greg, calling us from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I sometimes call in to talk about Russia and Ukraine. Today I wanted to talk about Twitter.
Okay, sure.
Elon Musk took over Twitter. He owns Twitter. So we have an interesting situation now where some of the world's top public forums, largest ones, are owned by Zuck and Elon, four letters. And what owned means that they can control everything about it. Zuckerberg maneuvered himself into a position where he can't be voted out by shareholders at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Elon, you know, fired the entire board. So basically, they're privately controlled. And this is where I think my brand of libertarianism differs from the idea that you can privately own as much as you want with no limit, is that to me, online, I mean, online cyberspace, these look very much like states. They look like where people want to hang out. They give you all the nice amenities, and it's very hard to start something outside of them. It's not
Yeah, but the difference is Elon Musk doesn't have a gun to your head. I mean, if you want to give him $8 a month or $5 a month or whatever to pay for the service, that is up to you.
Well, hold on now. If you copy enough of his stuff, he will put you in jail.
You'll
rely on the government
copyright?
To do it, but
okay,
yeah,
well,
exactly.
That's a different story, but I'm talking about you don't have to use Twitter. Right? Like, you're not obligated to that.
Right.
You are not obligated to pay for a Twitter account. So, I mean, I get what you're saying, Greg, in that this person has a lot of influence, and he certainly has a very popular platform, although news reports are saying a million people have left already within the last month. A bunch of advertisers have pulled out.
Yeah, I mean, you have to occupy space. That's not optional, and that is the source of their authority, according to them.
But there are other options, and Mastodon, of course, has become very popular across the world. There are thousands of Mastodon platforms out there. I understand the liberals have gone to one particular platform, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it, but there's like a really hardcore socialist platform out there. Mastodon's actually made by socialists, but right-wing platforms like Trump Social are using it. So it's an open-source thing that people have created that has become quite popular, and I don't know how many users Trump Social has, but it's got a few million.
I didn't know
that
was on Mastodon.
Yeah, it's Mastodon. They kind of rebranded it, like it's not in your face as Mastodon, but it's using Mastodon.
To address Greg, though, like I kind of feel like Musk taking over Twitter, as far as a social media platform goes, it's kind of, my analogy is, it's a benevolent dictatorship at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, like Plato, huh? The philosopher king. Listen,
not Plato the clay.
I'm just going to say, I didn't even know that Mastodon was built by socialists, but I'm not surprised. The types of things that socialists tend to build, self-described socialists, tend to be much more open to the public. So another example is Craigslist. It's one of the sites that's been around since, you know, the early internet, and it has remained unchanged. And Craig Newmark calls himself a socialist, and all he likes to do is basically do customer service and hang out, and he's a billionaire, but he does not want to sell it to someone like Elon Musk or any other company because he says it's a public utility. And that's what I think is important to understand, is that these, you know, sites, if they are going to be centralized, would be doing much better with people who consider that maybe this is actually just something that is good for the people and it's a public forum. Of course, I would prefer open source, and I personally believe that centralizing power in the hands of one person is just ridiculous on that scale.
To your point about the similarity between a state and a platform, I think that in the future this is the model by which states will be done. They will be decentralized and not geographically oriented.
Right.
And I think that they will have a tremendous advantage. Those states or state-like entities which perform their tasks in a decentralized manner will have an enormous advantage over the classical state technology because they have already infiltrated you.
Well, let's reverse course here for a moment and kind of look at what Elon Musk actually did purchase. He bought a company that was hemorrhaging cash like you would not believe. He posted today on his Twitter account that one of the reasons they had to fire a bunch of people, and by the way, they fired about 50% of the Twitter workforce at the end of the week. And the reason why is because the company is losing $4 million a day.
Damn.
A day. Well, so he took on a mess of a company that honestly shouldn't exist.
That's standard for media. Like, when you buy a newspaper, you don't expect it to make money. They almost never do.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? No, you're not making money as a newspaper.
Classically, no, absolutely not. No. Throughout time in different kinds of technology, like media, is purchased by those who are powerful to propagate their ideas. That's
exactly
how it always works.
Exactly.
They never make money. They exist for a completely different purpose.
I want to give two examples of that. Jeff Bezos, bought the Washington Post, I believe.
Yeah.
And another example is very interesting. Pierre Omidyar, who started eBay, then bought PayPal, mm-hmm. so on, he's a billionaire. He bought The Intercept, which is Glenn Greenwald's outfit. Founded by Glenn Greenwald.
Is that was it after he bought The Intercept that Glenn Greenwald left out of frustration?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And so my point is that, once again, if this was the real world, if you translate this to the real world, there's an unelected dictator or king in charge of a country that is now being, say, sanctioned or isolated by all these advertisers, okay, if you want to make that analogy. But the point is that whoever lives in that little kingdom or huge kingdom is kind of at the mercy of this dictator. So I don't know whether that's a good model for anybody who wants to keep using the infrastructure that they've been using, including Twitter's the place where politicians around the world tweet. So they could put a lot of pressure on Elon. Like China could say, well, your gigafactories in China, it would be a shame if something happened to them.
Yeah.
Seems like a lateral move to me. I mean, so in terms of a state, you're just moving from an oligarchy to a monarchy. Like, it's not really better, it's not really worse. Because, I mean, beforehand, you had your Twitter users, those are your citizens, right? And what it was is you had the owners of stock in Twitter. And that's your elite class, your aristocracy, your oligarchy. And now, instead of having a big oligarchy, because the people who use Twitter, who were on Twitter, the citizens, they didn't own it.
Mm-hmm.
No, those are the serfs. Those are the workforce. Those are the ones producing value for the owners. Okay, now we have a monarchy. Seems like a sideways move to me.
Well,
exactly.
Greg, any other thoughts you want to share?
I just want to say, to me, this is what capitalism represents when it gets too large. Basically, the content creators in this case are the serfs. Now, the analog of a democracy, a democracy would be if the Twitter users would vote on certain things, but even better than a democracy would simply be an open source platform that anyone can use for their own purpose, like Linux or WordPress, or like you guys with Mastodon and Matrix. Well, why choose a monarchy when you can choose
Well, that's the difference, though, is you can choose. And while you're right, it is a challenge to try to get people to leave these centralized platforms and choose an alternative. You do still have those options, and so to compare it to the state is not quite fair. But I do appreciate your call, Greg. Thank you for making it here tonight.
Well, I'm really excited about the technologies that, by their design, can't operate this way, like library, for example, which must be decentralized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just by the way it's built.
LBRY.com.
I hope that people can get over the this phenomenon I like to call the big two, right? Seems that no matter what industry, no matter what happens, like, people, for whatever reason, boil it down to two. Kind of like, yeah, we got two parties,
yep,
right? Coke and Pepsi, right? There's, in any industry, there's always the big two. And, like, there should be way more than two in every industry.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want. We got a little bit more on the Federal Reserve, the interest rates, what all that means. Coming up, if you want to weigh in on Twitter, you're certainly welcome to as well. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join in here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight in the studio, it's
Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is here.
BullionMax.com/FTL. That's where you can go to get your Silver Starter Kit. Maybe you're brand new to precious metals. You've been hearing us talk about the government money and how bad it sucks. And it was designed to steal from you, designed to impoverish you, and extract your wealth and put it in the hands of politicians and their buddies in places like the military-industrial complex. That's what the central bank currency does.
Yep.
That's what it was designed to do. So what do you do? What are your alternatives? Well, of course, we love cryptocurrency, and we love alternatives like precious metals. And BullionMax.com does as well. You can go to BullionMax.com/FTL, and that's where you get their Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. They wanted to set this thing low as possible, priced it as low as possible to give you the excuse to get 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, and they sweeten the deal by throwing in a free gold back. Now,
nice.
We are huge fans. I think I can speak for all three of us here.
Oh, yeah.
When I say we are big fans of the gold back on Free Talk Live. I love me some silver, no doubt about it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But if you've never seen a gold back before in real life, you know, the pictures online, they just don't do it justice. You really got to see it catch the light, see what it really looks like, and they're amazing. You're going to love it. Go get yours at bullionmax.com/FTL. Offers limited to one per household, so if you've already gotten the Silver Starter Kit, just go buy some gold packs or something else from bullionmax.com/FTL, because they've got a huge inventory of variety of beautiful silver and gold pieces there, and of course your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home, and you don't have to talk to a salesperson to order it. bullionmax.com/FTL. So we were getting into the financial situation. We kind of explained the central bank to some extent, the treasuries, how the government issues these treasury bonds. They want everybody to buy them, but if people don't buy them, then the Federal Reserve is authorized to just print money up and then buy them.
So that one's tricky, though, because like the more of this that they do, the less faith all of the countries and the companies have in the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So the less they want to buy. So, I mean, there's a mix, right? The Federal Reserve buys a certain amount of treasuries, and everyone else buys a certain amount. And if the Federal Reserve starts buying too many, it shakes their confidence. And they're like, I don't know.
So then fewer will buy the
treasury
bonds.
Exactly. And it's a vicious cycle like that.
Okay, so how do the interest rates come into play here, Pecos? Because now you've got the Federal Reserve approving a fourth straight rate hike of 0.75 percentage point. So they did 4 of these in a row. Not quite every month, but like, yeah, roughly every month and a half.
We're all
so.
Four of them the same, 0.75.
0.75, okay. Yeah, exactly. And they're calling this a very...
Well, the first one was just 0.25, I think. I think it was 0.25, then, yeah, it was 0.25, then 0.5, then it's been 0.75 ever since.
Okay.
And I was thinking that they were going to do 0.5 this time just to throw the Democratic Party a bone to be like, see, we're not in a recession. We're doing fine, you know, just for the next week. But turns out, no, they are not helping out the Democratic Party, which blew my mind. So just a quick explanation on what this thing is.
Okay.
So what this all is about is the price of money. So if I want a thing, I would rather have it now. Pretty obvious. Now, if I can't afford that thing right now, but I want it right now, I can make a deal where, like, hey, you let me have that thing right now, and I will make it worth your while. I will pay you more than that thing is worth right now. Now, that's what should be happening. And this should be this completely decentralized process called the market.
Right.
That's what should be determining what the cost of money is. And how that really works is, well, if my bank has a lot of money, then I don't have to charge you that much to borrow some of it. But if my bank only has a little bit of money, I got to charge you a lot of money to borrow it, because I got to be sure that you're going to get it back, and I got to be sure that I'm making the most that I can.
That would be true in a world in which banks couldn't just print money out of thin air, which
is
what they're authorized to do under the Federal Reserve System.
Right. Well, and even with the money printing, like, you could still have you could still let the banks go, okay, even though there's a constantly changing supply of money, well, we can still gauge this and gauge that and go, okay, here's how much we should be charging for the money that we have. But that's not the way we do it. Instead, we have the Fed. And the Fed says, here is the base rate. Everything is going to be calculated off of this number. And for a long time, that number was 0 to 0.25%.
It is now 3.75 to 4%,
mm-hmm.
apparently.
And the original plan is to keep hiking it till it's around 5%.
And that means all loans that banks issue must be higher than that.
Right. Everything has to be higher than that rate. And depending on how many steps it goes through is how much higher that's going to be. So this changes, like, the biggest thing is mortgages. Like, as far as how this shows up in an ordinary person's life is mostly mortgages and, to some extent, car loans.
Car loans.
Right. So right now, where you're seeing these incredible fluctuations in the mortgage market because all of a sudden, even if the house is really cheap, financing it is almost the entire price of getting a house.
Mm, on top of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it doesn't matter what the house actually costs. It matters, can I afford the payments?
Mm-hmm.
And can I afford the payments is based on what the Fed chair just said.
So as they are raising these interest rates, as prices of loans go up, what you're going to see happen, as I understand it, fewer people are going to buy a house.
Right.
Right. Fewer people are going to take out a loan to, say, start a business
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yep.
Right. And so that's why the mainstream media will say things like they say in this article, there's a chance it could trigger a recession.
Yeah, because we're not in any kind of economic slowdown whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the fact that this is what has always been the definition was, a quarter of
down GDP, right?
Down GDP. Oh, another quarter of down GDP.
That was a recession. That was what the old definition was. And they don't even have a new definition. They've just been denying that that's
when
the definition.
When our experts tell you there is a recession, that is when there is a recession.
We'll know it when we see it, is what they're basically saying now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're seeing it. They're just not talking about it.
Well, and that is basically the plan. Because, okay, you printed, estimates vary, but let's call it 40% of the dollars in existence. So,
in the last 5 years?
Yeah, 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
So, in order to, guess what? That means the prices go up. And that's what they call inflation these days, is price inflation, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to bring that down, so they're making sure that there's less money running around all the time. But you have to slow down the economy in order to accomplish that. So they're trying to walk that fine line where they don't slow the economy down too much, but they slow it down enough that the prices of goods and services comes down.
But yet the federal government is going to continue spending. That's
not going
to slow down.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to keep sending.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
All right, we'll continue that here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Joe Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump head to Pennsylvania hoping to tip the balance in a midterm race that could determine control of the Senate. Biden is talking up his party's book, saying he plans to discuss high prices and record profits with big oil companies as the rest of us deal with high energy bills. Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama caps a five-star tour aimed at stemming the party's losses in Tuesday's congressional elections with appearances in Pittsburgh alongside Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman before heading to Philadelphia, where he'll take the stage at Temple University with President Biden. North Korea has launched a series of missiles this week, including a possible failed intercontinental ballistic missile, drawing condemnation from the United States, South Korea, and Japan, and raising speculation it could be preparing to resume nuclear weapons testing for the first time since 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. It's the live Saturday episode. We're going to go to a special guest here in just a moment, but I just wanted to give you a chance, Deacon, to kind of wrap up the conversation we were having about the Federal Reserve constantly raising interest rates and, you know, that the recession, that this could and or continue or make worse than it currently is. You got some more to say about that.
You'd said, well, they're not going to quit spending money.
The federal
government. Surprised. So Biden tried to put through the Build Back Better bill and couldn't. So, like, there are political machinations stopping them from spending as much money as they want to spend.
Well, they're still going to spend, what, $4 trillion or whatever the budget
sure,
is.
Oh, sure, sure. But, like, that's peanuts compared to what he wanted to spend.
All right, well.
Now, a lot of that got wrapped into his Stop Inflation Act or whatever it was called. Inflation.
Which they did pass.
Yes. They did pass, which was the largest environmental bill ever passed. But it wasn't as much as he wanted to pass. So here's, like, this is the big takeaway for me from the last announcement, is that there's actually an increasing set of tension between the federal government, especially the Democratic Party of the federal government, and the Fed.
So, I wish we had more time to talk about it, but I asked Carlin Borshenko to join us here tonight. She is the Libertarian Party nominee, the official nominee, because there's actually going to be two Libertarians on the ballot here in New Hampshire. We'll talk about that. But she's the official party nominee here for governor in New Hampshire. We're coming up to the election. We're just days away from it. And yeah, I realized we hadn't had you on yet, Carlin. We are doing it. You know, it's a national show. But I wanted to bring you in here to just kind of talk generally about, well, who you are, because, you know, you've got yourself a YouTube channel and things like that, and you're relatively new to the Libertarian Party, so maybe you could tell us or tell our listeners how you became a Libertarian. What's your story?
Yeah, guys, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Sure. Well, I became a Libertarian in a little bit of a haphazard way, to be honest. I was a Democrat for 20 years, all the way up to February of 2020, the day before the primary in New Hampshire, the presidential primary in 2020. And I ended up red-pilling and kind of waking up to how much I had been lied to by the media and everyone I had trusted my entire life, and went on this journey where I was challenging myself to listen to voices I thought I would disagree with, and really found out how much the media had lied to me, and ended up leaving the Democratic Party and kind of connected with Trump supporters for a little while, mostly because I was just really angry at the Democrats and I thought they were my only viable option. I did not like the Libertarian Party in 2020, mostly because of their presidential nominee, Joe Jorgensen. As soon as she tweeted Black Lives Matter, it was off the table for me to even consider the Libertarian Party. And then I was approached by the Mises Caucus in February of 2021, a year later, and I really found out that the Libertarian Party wasn't entirely woke, and I had thought that they were up until that point, and I started connecting with Libertarians in New Hampshire, not only in the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, but also in the Free State Project, and it just opened up a whole new world to me that I hadn't really considered before, and I really feel like I found my place there. My number one issue is really around education and the schools and making sure we're separating government from education. And the Libertarian Party is the only party that I see really speaking to that issue and going to the level that I think it needs to go to. School choice is fine with the Republican Party. I think it's a step forward. I won't dismiss it. But really, for me, I think we need to end government schooling entirely. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons I gravitated towards the Libertarian Party. And that is a major part of my platform for governor.
Yeah, we've definitely talked over the years here on Free Talk Live about how dangerous government education is, and you know, encouraging parents to get their kids out of the government schools as soon as they possibly can. I mean, if it wasn't as urgent as it had ever been, it certainly was during COVID when things went absolutely insane.
Yeah. And how that is one of the only major silver linings of that monstrosity mm-hmm. was that it doubled the number of people who are homeschooling their children.
Well, and I'm currently working on a song that's called Contaminated Mindware. This is loosely based on the works of John Taylor Gatto.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Carlin's familiar with Gatto, but it is that type of a song. It's the idea that when you put your kids in public school, they're literally installing an operating system on the minds of children, and that is what sort of brainwashes them for the next 12 years of their life into thinking the way that statists think.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I can't wait to hear that song when it comes out. And in fact, my first priority, if I were to be elected as governor, on day one, I would sign an executive order putting a camera in every public school classroom in the state of New Hampshire to live stream directly to parents of children in those classes what the teacher is teaching. Now, I know this is a little bit of a controversial policy, but the fact of the matter is that we never had as many people leave public government schooling as we did during the COVID regime. And that was because the parents could look over their kids' shoulders as they were taking classes on Zoom and see exactly what the teachers
were
teaching.
For the first time ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind that it is controversial to suggest that parents know what their children are learning.
Mm-hmm.
That's controversial.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And our own governor in New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, threatened to veto the parental rights and education bill in the state legislature this past year, which basically made the bill dead in the water. The Liberty Republicans in the House of Representatives wanted to introduce this bill that would give parents full transparency into what was going on in their kids' classes. And our rhino governor said he was going to veto it. And so both major parties are failing on this issue. And I really think if we had cameras in classrooms, and by the way, kids are filmed every day, every part of their life. They're filmed in daycare. They're filmed on the school bus. They're filmed in school hallways.
Yep.
They're filmed at school events. And so I understand why people might be apprehensive about increasing the surveillance state. And I'm not unsympathetic to that argument. But the fact is that this is the one place, the classroom is the one place where we could get so much value and really change culture around public schooling. And I think it's a sacrifice that we should be willing to make, because the reward on the other side is we turn parents against the public schools and we end government education permanently.
And the state is what deserves to be surveilled. Once upon a time, we had this concept that was important to people about government transparency.
Yeah.
You get to know what they are up to.
Oh, but the teachers have a right to privacy, and oh, what about the children?
Not as public servants, they don't.
Isn't the proposal from you, Carlin, that the camera focus toward the front of the room where it would show what the teacher is teaching? It's not, the point isn't to get the kids on camera, right?
That's exactly right. It is to focus 100% entirely on the teacher. Now, might a student be filmed in the course of that? Yeah, probably. But again, this is a matter of we have to have a set of priorities that say either we are completely in favor and are willing to do whatever it takes to eliminate government education, or we are not. The situation that we are in with government education is that the public schools are completely corrupted from the ground up, and it starts with how the teachers are being educated. It starts with the colleges of education, and it starts with the school boards, or excuse me, not the school boards, the state departments of education that are instilling the teacher licensure standards. And so this is not a problem that we are going to be able to fix in our lifetime unless we start to take drastic steps forward. And so for me, it's a balancing act, and I understand people's apprehension to it. But again, we have to think about, you know, I hate to say the collective greater good because that makes me sound like a communist. But honestly, when it comes to government education, teachers do not have the right to free speech in the classroom. This has already been decided by the Supreme Court. And so we have that on our side. And I think it's the only answer that actually makes sense to me.
Yeah, if you're not going to be able to abolish the government schools tomorrow, and unfortunately, you know, as great as the Liberty reps are, and they do some good work, there's no doubt about it, none of them have put forward a bill that says that government schools should be abolished. They did create the education savings accounts, which helps people and parents pull their kids out of the government schools and educate them to private school and things like that. I imagine you're for those steps as well, Carla?
I am for those steps as long as they are acknowledged as a step and not the final solution.
We're going to continue here in moments. You got one more segment. You're going to stick with us, right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, cool. Carlin Borchenko is here with us. She's on Twitter. I haven't even asked her if she's got a website. We'll get to that here in a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. Her Twitter handle is Dr. Carlin B. Carlin, K-A-R-L-Y-N. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here in the radio version of Free Talk Live, which wraps up here in just a little bit, but it's not the end of Free Talk Live-related content tonight, starting at 10:30 Eastern Time. You'll be able to tune in to our Odyssey channel over at video.freetalklive.com for Beer Talk Live.
That's right.
Which will be hosted by Captain Kickass and Peekless Mountaineer, and we believe nobody will be attending this week. We'll find out about that.
That's plenty of beard.
There'll be a lot of beard, and the phones will be open, and there will be no pesky FCC getting in the way of what you guys are able to say on the air, as we would call it. So tune into those guys here tonight for episode, what are we up to?
12.
Now? 12?
Mm-hmm. At this the Dirty
point,
Dozen.
A Beard Talk Live. So, yeah, I want to bring Carlin Borshenko back on the line here. Dr. Carlin Borshenko is here, and she does have a campaign website. It's Carlin, spelled K-A-R-L-Y-N, CarlinLovesNH.com is your gubernatorial campaign website. Before we get into some of the other reasons why you might be running, what people need to know, I got to ask the inevitable question. You know, you've got in other libertarian parties out there across the United States, very difficult times getting on the ballot. Some candidates can't even get on the ballot. As I understand it, in New York, the libertarian candidate didn't even make it onto the ballot this year. So I don't know why he doesn't just move to New Hampshire, where he can actually possibly win. So you've got libertarian parties out there that struggle to get candidates on the ballot, and it wasn't easy to get you and Jeremy Kaufman on the ballot. It took thousands of signatures being gathered. I believe over 6,000 valid signatures were gathered, and that's a lot of work in a small state. But there are two people that are going to have the libertarian name next to them on the ballot for governor. Carlin, what in the hell happened here? How did that happen?
Oh, well, his name is Nick Sarwak, and that's how that happened. Essentially, Nick Sarwak is trying to sabotage ballot access for the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, and so he decided to run his own candidate and call her a libertarian, even though she has no relation to the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire at all. I am the candidate that was endorsed at convention back in January. Kelly did not even show up to convention, did not seek the endorsement for governor, was basically talked into into running for governor by Nick to sabotage our entire ballot access. So when you go to the polls on Tuesday, please make sure you vote for me, Carlin Borisenko. I am the endorsed candidate from the Libertarian Party. And listen, one of the reasons I chose to put myself in this position is because we either need to get a candidate for governor or for Senate to hit 4% of the vote in order to become a major party in New Hampshire and in order to secure ballot access moving forward. As you said, it was a monumental feat, and shout out to all the volunteers with the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, specifically Justin O'Donnell, Zeffin, Rothbardian. They did a phenomenal job in really like leading the charge in collecting petitions for us, but it was months and months and months of effort to be able to get on the ballot. If we are able to achieve 4% for either Jeremy or I, we will not have to do that next time, and that would be pretty great. So everyone, vote for Jeremy and I, and that would be amazing.
I mean, the takeaway, I think, from this is, yeah, it sucks that there's a, you know, sort of this splinter group that's trying to dilute things, basically. They're trying to dilute the Libertarian vote to prevent us from getting to the 4%. But that the takeaway from that is that the Libertarian movement is so large here that we actually have that kind of level of infighting.
That there is a counter movement, so to speak.
Going on. So, you know, that's what happens when you have a growing movement, is people schism, there's splinters, and that's just the reality of it. So we got to deal with it. But glad to have you out there representing the ideas of liberty. I think you're very well spoken, Carlin, and I wish the mainstream media had given you more of a chance to express yourself. I was really pleased earlier this year when WMUR actually did ask you a series of questions, and they published your answers on their website alongside with other gubernatorial candidates during the primaries, for instance. But then when it came time for debates, they shut you out.
Oh, completely shut us out. Shut out both Jeremy and I, which, to be honest, we didn't really expect that we were going to get invited, because that's the way all of this works. They cannot have third-party ideas next to the major two parties because, quite frankly, our ideas are much better. Our ideas are the ideas that people want to hear. Our ideas are going to pull votes away from those two major parties. And so they are going to do everything they can to shut us out. But I'm really grateful for lots of independent outlets who have highlighted my ideas, who have highlighted Jeremy's ideas. And hopefully we get the results we're looking for on the ballot on Tuesday.
So let's talk about some more.
I just wanted to throw in, since we're talking about debates, I do really, really, really want to see a debate between you and Styx Hexenhammer on the subject of free speech.
Who?
I think he's a YouTube and BitChute and all that personality. And, like, you have different views on this that I think are both coherent, and I think it would be great to see that discussion.
I don't actually think we do have different views on this. I think that Styx Hexenhammer does not understand what my views are. He hasn't taken the time to understand. And sadly, I just don't think internet debate culture is a good use of my time or energy. I stay out of it as a general rule. But if Styx Hexenhammer ever wants to come on my channel for a civilized discussion and exchange of ideas, not only about free speech, but about a variety of topics, I would be more than open to that.
That would be great to see.
Let's talk about some of these other issues that would resonate, I think, with the people of New Hampshire, which have that live free or die mentality, and the Republicans and Democrats pander to it, but they don't really understand it. They certainly don't agree with it. What's another big issue that you would have talked about had you gotten on the debate stage?
Yeah, one of my major promises is I want to make the property tax optional. Two-thirds of the property tax goes towards funding the public schools in New Hampshire. And I just want people to be able to have an option about whether or not they pay that fee. Listen, if you appreciate the job that the public schools are doing, then by all means, pay the property tax and have your money to go to fund the public schools. But if you do not appreciate the job that they're doing, or like me, don't have children in the public schools at all, then you get to keep that money and do whatever you want with it. If you have kids, you can use that money to fund whatever private educational options or homeschool options you want. You can put it towards heating bills. You can put it towards offsetting grocery costs that are going up due to inflation. There are any number of possibilities. I just think that people should have a choice. I think that taxation is theft. They shouldn't be demanding our money for property that we've already paid for. And so I want to make sure that we can make the property tax optional in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I love that particular viewpoint. I'm really happy that that you've made that a campaign issue, because it's definitely one of mine from my past campaigns as well, and that is that, you know, if we can actually volunteerize the government taxation system, then you've almost got a voluntary government at that point. If you
right?
if property
yeah.
taxes are, I mean, there's still the issue of, like, you know, the sales tax on food or whatever, meals and rooms
yeah.
tax. So there's definitely still some other taxes we
would
have to deal with.
A big difference between a government and a company is whether your customers are there by choice.
Right. And so what I suggested was, how about make it so the property tax bills give you a breakdown, right? So we already know it's 2/3 of it, roughly, in most towns, most cities in New Hampshire goes to the schools. Well, what amounts go into the police? What amounts go into the road crew? Because, you know, I don't mind roads. I don't pay for the roads. That's fine. The police? Not so much. I'm not really interested in funding what they do, putting my neighbors behind bars for, you know, victimless crimes. So I'd really like to see the breakdown of where all the money that they are demanding is going. And if I want to fund the welfare program, or if I want to fund the, you know, the road salting or whatever, then I should be able to do that and not fund the schools at the
right.
same time. So I'd rather cut a check to the Department of Public Works to make sure that they get the roads cleared, and then not cut one to the police and the schools.
Right, and to Carlin's point, the more of this type of choice we can see begin to take shape regarding taxation, the closer we get to actually making it a competitive market for these products and services and getting us out of the grip of government.
Yeah, absolutely. And what my campaign is really about at the end of the day is changing culture. I want to change the way people perceive government education and government in general, because I really think we can't fix the problems that we're in by passing a bill or even a series of bills. Politics is downstream from culture.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change the way people perceive these things first, and then make them ask the questions. Why are we paying so much? There is an average in New Hampshire of $20,000 per student per year, and some school districts are up to $40,000 in the
wow.
state of New Hampshire right now. Why are we paying that money, and what are we getting for it? And these are the questions I want people asking. I want people asking why the teachers are teaching activism in kindergarten. It makes absolutely no sense. And so I really think that if we can start implementing some of these policies and giving people the information they need to understand what's going on, that's when we start to change culture, and that's when we're really going to be able to get some of these more, you know, quote-unquote extremist bills passed, because people are going to be able to see exactly where their money is going, and I don't think they're going to like it.
She's Carlin Borischenko. Carlin Loves NH. That's K-A-R-L-Y-N, lovesnh.com. Real quick here, we're almost out of time, Carlin, but would you stand in the way of the people of New Hampshire voting to declare independence from the United States?
No, absolutely not. I want a vote on secession. I want the people to have their say on this. We deserve a vote, and I would have no problem with endorsing secession as a part of my platform.
Thank you for sitting in with us here. Good luck this week. Hope we can get past that 4% either in your race or, of course, Jeremy Kaufman, who's also the candidate for U.S. Senate here. We'll be keeping an eye on it, and appreciate you joining us tonight, Carlin. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Check her out on Twitter as well. She is Dr. Carlin B. there, and...
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.